brighten up those dark mornings. Wheeler, Ollie, and Lecter. Mornings at the cabin.
No, I'm just saying, I've seen more Christmassy air crashes, that's all. We could do a better job in here. We could do a better job of making this place look a little festive.
What do you mean? There's candy canes on the wall. There's reindeer.
There are seven reindeer. No, sorry, there's half of an eighth. And they're just lightly prancing across a photo of Jesse's forehead.
That's pretty good.
That's it.
We got lights?
We haven't turned them on. Just sat there.
One, two, three, four, five. At least five candy canes. That's...
Are the lights even plugged in? Oh, they're probably plugged in down here. No, they're not. They're just dangling by a thread.
Plug them in.
Well, all right, hang on.
Fire those suckers up. Let's get it underway.
This is taking longer than it should. Sorry.
Hey!
Ah, it's Christmas!
Look at that! Oh, lit up and ready to go.
I feel more festive already.
It's not exactly even. There's like a whole string of green lights on your side. Listen, and then my side gets colorful.
Listen, what do you want from us? We got the lights on. Now it's Christmas. For a moment there, I was worried we were going to miss the whole thing.
It's December 1st. It's time to fire those lights on.
December 1st, everybody. Don't worry. If you're as bad at this game as we are, we shall be discussing on the show. Is it too late to decorate? We'll come back to that. The Cabin Radio Advent Calendar is underway on our website as well. That's going to be ticking over the next 24 days. And I want to issue an Advent Calendar thank you a little bit later on this morning as well. And, of course, given the news of the last day or so, it's only appropriate that we begin the show musically in one particular way. Rest in peace, Christine McVie.
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast.
Mornings at the Cabin. Ollie and Lecter with you. It's just us two today because Jesse is away becoming slightly more important. This is the day, isn't it?
This is the day.
Sorry, yeah. you were off doing something completely different there.
Sorry, I was yawning. That's what I was occupying my time with.
8 seconds into this break and already Lecter's over it.
I had a rough wake up this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Let me tell you. It was one of those nights where he just like slept like a rock. Like, did not disturb. I got to sleep a little bit later than I expected to, and then was just out, like, just completely out. Missed my first two alarms. Third one went off, and I was like, huh? And that was just like a slow, groggy wake up, so I'm a little behind it today.
Okay, that's all right. That's fine. It's a morning show. You're allowed to ease into it.
That's right. Yeah.
That's absolutely fine.
Just trying to be relatable is all.
Yeah, I mean, we played Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer just now. I think that's, you know, chased off what remained of the audience. So
doesn't
we
get
can,
more relatable than that.
We can just afford the cruise from here. Congratulations to Gail.
Absolutely.
Picking up the Order of Canada at Rideau Hall today. Gail Sear, Jesse's mom.
Very cool.
And frankly, anyone who's had to parent Jesse for nearly 40 years deserves the Order of Canada. I've been working with Jesse for maybe 6 or 7 years total at this point, and I am quite looking forward to a knighthood.
You're probably in contention, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you... Anything... Let's face it. Let's just... No, we can't say any of the things I'm thinking on the air. But congratulations to Gail, and also congratulations to Jesse. What a cool thing to go and do.
Absolutely.
Really looking forward to hearing more about that. In the meantime, December the 1st is celebrated by other people for other reasons. It's the beginning of Advent. It's the Advent calendar time.
Yeah.
I think Advent has religious meaning as well, but I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about that. I just know about Advent calendars, and they have chocolate behind them, and it's exciting because it's Christmas. You're looking it up, aren't you, in order to sound knowledgeable.
Search, yeah.
I would just like to say a thank you to my own mother, who does not have the Order of Canada, but you know what? If you were Canadian, Mum, I think you'd be in with half a chance. She has sent over to me a copy of an Advent calendar that she had when I was a kid and that I absolutely loved. It's a reuse. It's one you would bring back every year, and it just has nice pictures behind each window.
Yeah.
So you would think, as a child, you'd be mortified by it because it contains no goodies.
Mm.
It's just a nice Advent calendar with like a family of bears around a Christmas tree on the front, and you open the calendar each day and you just feel good about yourself.
Mm.
For some reason, I was into it as a kid. I don't know what was wrong with me, but I loved that Advent calendar. And my mum has found one just like it and sent it over to me.
Oh, she's found a replica?
Yeah, she found a replica.
Oh, wow.
Well, there's a bit of a story to this. She originally tried to send me the original one, but it got lost in the post.
Oh, no.
Which is awful. And it never made it. So, but she managed to track down one that's almost identical. Same artist, and it's just a slightly different image, I think, from like decades ago.
Wow. And so this must have been a really well-known advent calendar. Like, I don't imagine they have that kind of staying power most of the time.
I don't really know. I'm no advent calendar industry expert, but they found one, and my mum found one, and she sent it over, and it got here just in time.
German origin, by the way. Shocker.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. Germans finding ways to put tasty goodies in everything.
Yeah, I mean, for most of my childhood, yeah, we had the same thing. We had an advent calendar that we pulled out every year, and it just had little pouches for each day of the month, and it was just like little ornaments that you would put on a tree, basically, okay. Like a little felt tree.
Nice.
And with little Velcro things, and I didn't even know that advent calendars, there was this whole thing about like a chocolate every day and now a beer every day in our adult life. There's ones with cheese. There's cheese advent calendars. I had no idea. And maybe these weren't a thing when I was a kid. I don't actually know. I don't know what else was happening in the 90s. I was very stuck in my own bubble. But yeah, I didn't know that there was this whole thing about, oh, you get a nice little treat every day. I just thought it was like, oh, no, you put a clown on the tree.
Right.
And you get a little kick out of it.
The world has become more demanding like this.
That's right.
The world demands that each door of the advent calendar in December hold some fresh wonder, some fresh luxury. The keys to a Porsche. That's fantastic. Right. Well, that's a good December the 3rd. That started off the day, right? Maybe there'll be a private jet tomorrow.
Is it an indication that things are getting worse when advent calendars are getting more elaborate to, like, you know, get us through?
Right, because like Christmas is going to be a blowout, just so you know. Like, we couldn't afford anything, so enjoy this selection of moderately good cheese.
Right, yeah. Or like 8-year-old chocolates.
Yeah. 8-year-old chocolates. These are not chocolates for 7-year-olds.
No.
These are 8-year-old chocolates. Get out of here, younger brother. All right, thank you to my mother for the advent calendar. It was much appreciated.
That's Cabin, very cool, yeah.
Cabin Radio's own advent calendar is up on the website this morning. Again, no chocolate included. Might be disappointing to certain among you. We're just going to pick 24 of the most interesting stories, like stories that were different. They were unusual. Some of them would have been uplifting. Some of them celebrate the NWT. Some of them are just interesting, and they just did something different. None of the usual day-to-day, crimey, COVID-y news stuff, because nobody needs reminding about that. Just some of the more different stuff that we covered over the past year.
Am I remembering incorrectly? Was the Cabin Radio Advent Calendar, did it used to be videos?
We've done a little bit of everything. Okay. We've done photos, we've done videos, and this year we're doing something a little bit different.
Okay.
Just to mix it up, frankly, year on year. There will be some videos in this one. Polar Pond Hockey video shall star, I think, at a later date.
Yes.
But you'll have to tune in each day to see it.
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast. Where we cut out all the great music and you're left with the rest.
Minus a lot in Yellowknife this morning. The car took a couple of goes before it said to itself, yeah, okay, we'll take you to work. Of course, didn't have a car yesterday morning, so walked to work at like 5:30 in the morning, which was, it was nippy. Yikes. To do that yesterday morning. But you know what? That's character building. Isn't that the phrase out of Calvin and Hobbes?
Yeah.
Character building.
That explains the first 5 minutes of your morning yesterday, blowing your nose. I was a little nervous, but if you were walking to work,
Yeah, I could arguably have put a few more feet between me and you when I was doing that. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's all good.
Seem to have acquired what... there are a lot of sick people in town right now, hey?
Oh, yeah.
That is going around.
Yeah.
That is going around. You know, 2 years ago, we'd have all been terrified. But right now, we're all just like, whatever, we're over it.
Yeah. I don't know if it's good or bad.
Let's not dwell. Let's not dwell. Speaking of dwelling, though.
That's the motto of 2022. Let's not dwell.
Let's not dwell. It honestly is, isn't it? 2020 and 2021, we dwelled a lot.
Yeah.
There was a lot of dwelling. And I think people have realized that maybe for the sake of everyone's sanity, if not their health.
Right.
Let's just not dwell.
Right. Yeah.
And maybe we'll return to dwelling at a future date. Maybe this time next year, we'll all be so stressed again
that
we'll be right back in dwelling central.
Right.
But for the time being, don't dwell.
So, speaking of 2022 and, you know, things, compilation sort of things, things to dwell on, some fun things that I saw. There was the word of the year, the Merriam-Webster word of the year.
Oh, how depressing is it? Is it a depressing word?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
I bet you can guess what it is.
Is it plandemic? No, it better not be. Imagine.
I think that was probably 2021.
What a horrible word. What a word I never hoped to hear.
No, I'll give you again. With five guesses, I think you'll get it.
Our podcast is going to get taken down just because I said that word.
Hi, YouTube.
Yeah. Five guesses, and I'm going to get it. Oh, no. No, you're actually going to count to five. Is it pandemic related at all?
No, I wouldn't say, because it's a word that could, it's a word that has been used a lot to describe, how people have described the pandemic and what people do to each other. It's more centered around.
Distancing.
Not distancing. Okay. Oh, so that's one.
Okay. What people,
that's more 2021. Think yeah, like well, outside pandemic, but it could still
what
be
what people do to each other.
Yeah, in conversation, more so in arguments.
It's not fubbing, is it?
I don't know what that means.
But. So it is a new word that apparently is when you snub someone with your phone.
Oh,
so phubbing, fubbing.
Wouldn't that just be ghosting? Or
well, ghosting is where you Ghosting is if you're in different locations and you just don't reply.
Right.
Fubbing is when you're in the same room as someone.
Oh.
Like if you and I were sat here this morning and I was supposed to be doing the morning show with you but was just scrolling.
Ah, and you're just ignoring someone.
And you're just ignoring someone
phone.
Who is in your company.
I see.
In order to be on your phone. And let's face it, not only have we all experienced that, we've probably all done it
yeah.
at some point yeah. to somebody
unintentionally.
Else. Unintentionally.
But we've all fubbed.
Occasionally intentionally. Yeah, we've all fubbed. All right, so it's not that yeah. either. What?
So you're two down.
Okay, it's like not pandemic related, but it could like touch on it. And it involves...
It's not a new word. It's been around for a while. So you're thinking too trendy with fubbing.
What people do to each other.
Yeah. What do they do to each other all the time online in like Facebook comment sections? And specifically with usually politics related.
Spewing hatred.
It's two words. No.
Yeah, I know. Hyphenate it. A good old hate spew. Why am I struggling with this? I feel like this must
Maybe
be obvious.
Maybe I don't look at enough comment sections. I don't know. That's probably a good thing.
Rebuttal seems like a very polite word for what people do to each other online.
I mean, it's a type of rebuttal, but no, that's I'm not going to count that because I don't think that was a serious
it's a type of rebuttal. God, this is now infuriating me because if I don't get this, I've ruined my year. Right?
Yeah. Think of like tactics that people might use to try and discredit others in online arguments.
Oh, there's whataboutism.
You're in the right realm, but no, okay. That's not it.
Sock puppeting?
What? What
sock
is that?
Sock puppeting is where you create multiple accounts and then like as though you were holding up sock puppets, like where you have multiple voices and then you're like, you're using each one to talk to each other to sort of like make it appear as though many people agree with you.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of that
see,
either.
See, we're learning a lot, but I'm still not right, am I?
Yeah, that's not the right word.
I must be out of guesses almost.
You got two more guesses by my count.
You know what? I'm not sure that the world can take me having two more guesses. Scott?
I don't know. I kind of want to learn more new words.
Okay,
I don't know. This is really fun.
Astroturfing.
What is that?
Astroturfing is where is similar to sock puppeting, I think. I might be going, I'm not so sure of my definition of astroturfing.
Where are you finding all
But astroturfing
words?
Is where you use, like, again, multiple accounts or you try to create an artificial, like, environment in which to hold a debate. You sort of artificially sow the field with so many people supporting your point of view that you're astroturfing a
Good
debate.
Lord. Okay, no, that's not it, but you got one more guess.
I'm going to try to make one up now. I don't know. Space bouncing. That's just made that one up. I don't think that's a thing. If it is
not
a thing,
yet.
It might be a euphemism, but I deny all knowledge of it if it is. Yeah. What did you do yesterday? I had a good space bounce. Well, charming. I don't know. What have I not got? What is it?
The Merriam-Webster word of the year.
I'm gonna be so angry.
Is gaslighting.
Oh, come on, Ollie. Also, that feels like that's 2017, isn't it?
I mean,
we've had gaslighting. How could it only be the word? They're gaslighting us by only making it the word now.
That's since the invention of Twitter,
this
really.
This is gaslighting.
Yeah.
You can't have gaslighting in 2022. Where were you for the last 5 years? It's all anyone's been doing to each other.
I think it's just because more people in 2022 have discovered for themselves what the word gaslighting actually means.
I feel a little bit robbed by that. I feel like the Merriam-Webster dictionary has been asleep at the wheel.
Well, I mean, it's been in the dictionary, I'm sure, for probably quite a while now. But you think about what you see online and, you know, people say, oh, this person is just doing like, is just doing awful things. I don't really agree with them. And then someone replies and they're like, really? Is that what you think they're doing? I'm apparently really bad at gaslighting, which I guess is a good
yeah,
thing.
You do not strike me. You have never struck me as a man whose gaslighting skills are particularly refined.
I'm not particularly gaslit.
No. That's just good. That's as good.
I think so.
You know, I feel like I only indulge in the occasional spiteful gaslighting. You know, I'm never the first to do. I'm always a reactive gaslighter.
Yes.
If I feel like the gas has been lit in my general direction, I might light some gas of my own.
Yeah.
This, now that I use this way of describing this, this doesn't sound right. We should probably not. Do you light one? Does one light one's own gas in a gaslighting? Whose gas am I lighting?
I think you get your gas lit by others.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah. Okay. So I'm lighting their gas.
They gas you.
It all sounds quite dangerous.
It really does.
And smelly.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast was recorded before a sort of live, thankfully not in the studio, audience.
We are looking back at the year in a sort of way that I imagine most other radio shows will start doing this around about December the 29th. But we take that week off, so we get to take all that content and shift it to the start of the month and use it to get through a particularly chilly Thursday morning. We have just suffered the experience of the Merriam-Webster word of the year, which I did not get. And it turns out to be the word gaslighting, which I just fundamentally don't agree with. Because that surely was the word of the year about 5 years ago. And it could have been the word of the year for every year of the past decade.
Yeah, you can have repeat words of the year. Why not?
I suppose you can. Yeah,
they're so prominent.
If it's a good enough word,
yeah.
If it's performing well, why can't we? Yeah,
it's like, a perfectly cromulent
the
word.
The same art is cromulent. All right. Close the Merriam-Webster dictionary. Cromulent yourself. What else have you got over there?
Hey, you gotta admit, it embiggened the last conversation.
Oh, okay. Embiggened just feels like it's out of Donald Trump's dictionary.
Those are both Bigly. Out of the Simpsons dictionary.
Yes.
Anyway, so that's, we didn't even get to what I was going to talk about. I just happened to notice that, and that just...
And you knew it would make me angry.
Brought me into a whole educational scape of new words and terms that I'd never heard of before. That was pretty fun. But what I wanted to get to is much more wholesome, the Canada's most popular baby names of 2022.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, it's always fun doing this with the Northwest Territories. We do ask every January for their list. And, of course, being the size we are, it's usually like they'll write back and they'll be like, oh, yeah, the most popular baby name was Brian with 3.
Yeah.
And you're like, right, because like 20 people gave birth last year, so we're operating from a pretty small sample size,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
The best baby name was Gorgonzola, because one family chose it, and it tied with everybody else. You're like, interesting. Okay, so across Canada, top baby names this year.
Do you want to risk a guess?
I haven't tried naming a child yet. The last time I did it, the parents got quite offended because they were already 7 and they were like, no, that they have a name, stop it. So I've never indulged in trying to name a child. If I were going to do it, this is not really how one should decide the top baby names in Canada. If I was going to do it, what would I go for? I always liked the name Penelope until it got stolen by a particularly annoying dog.
Right. Yeah,
that eats all the garbage, and now I feel like you can't really go around calling anyone Penny or Penelope.
Yeah,
because you'd just be thinking the whole time like, is the child getting into fish guts?
Yeah,
you know, which is not really how you want to think of your child.
And will the child, you know, grow to its full expected size or just stay snack size?
Whatever to your kid there, but it's just snack size. What about snack size? Is the name snack size?
Snack size, Williams. No.
You know what?
I think you will be delighted by
these great. It'd be a great rapper name. I'm just saying. Yeah. I would buy all of Snack Size's work.
Little Snack Size.
Little Snack Size. Yeah. with Old Town Mars Bar. Snack Size.
That'd be fun. The top 10 most popular rap names.
There you go. Snack size.
Yeah.
Okay, come on then.
All right, so for girls, the top 10 female baby names of 2022.
Okay.
We'll start from number 10.
Mm.
Number 10 is Isabella.
Nice.
Number 9, Nora.
Ooh, coming back.
Number 8, Hannah.
Nice, solid.
Number 7, Lily.
Yep.
Very cute. Number 6, Charlotte.
Yeah.
Number four. Oh, ouch. Number five, Ava.
Yeah, okay. There are plenty of Avas. Ava's just like, it's funny, isn't it? How names just, you wait a century and they're good again.
Yeah.
There's going to be so many kids called Gary in about 70 years. And of course, I know I'm looking at a Gary right now.
Yeah.
But
Prudence is just like waiting for its big comeback.
Yeah, yeah. We look at Prue because people will just shorten it to Prue.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And it will come back as Prue.
Ethel, any day now.
Yeah.
Any year. Number four, Emma.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Number three, Amelia.
Wow.
That's with an A.
My Amelia. My stepmom's family, ahead of the game on all of these. There's an Amelia in that family and has been for like 20 years, and my stepmom is called Emma.
Oh,
so they're knocking this list out of the park. Canada is only just catching up to my stepmom's side of the family.
Well, it's usually how it goes. Number two, Sophia.
Yeah, we don't have one of them.
And number one, Olivia.
Olivia, well, it's just an evergreen name construction, that one. Ollie or Oliver, as much as like people in Yellowknife seem to think that this is a slightly unusual name.
Right.
It's been number one in the UK for like 30 years straight.
Okay.
The place is just full of Ollies and Olivers, and it's frankly quite dull. It's the reason I left. I left just to come. I found the one part of the world that didn't seem to have any Ollies and Olivers in it, and I moved along. All right, so that was the girls' names.
The list also goes on. A few honorable mentions. For the first time, new names like Ruby, Maya, Zara, and Iris managed to squeeze into the top 100 names. So congratulations to those names. That's very exciting for them.
Good job.
And the top 10 male baby names of 2022 are as follows. Number 10, Benjamin.
Yes, I have a cousin called Ben.
Okay, number 9, James, classic.
Also have a cousin called James. Great. Family is, again, just we're just great at this.
You, a British fellow, has a cousin named James. This blows me away.
I know, right? I also have a brother called Harry. Sisters called Alice and Lucy. We might be quite English in my family. We might be quite English.
Number 8, Jack.
Don't have any of them.
Don't have any Jacks. Okay. Number 7.
What about queens and kings?
Number 7 and number 6, I feel like should have like washed each other out somehow. Number 7 is Luca.
Yeah.
Number 6, Lucas.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Come on.
Just somebody left off an S, didn't they?
Same name.
Yep.
Come on. Number 5, Leo.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. You will be delighted that number 4 is Oliver.
Well, I don't know. I'm off the podium there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
number 4 is often the most cruel place to finish.
Yeah, you've fallen off the pace. I mean, as far as Canada goes, maybe you're rocketing up the
could
list.
Could be gaining, yep.
Yeah. Number 3, Jackson.
Ooh.
Like Jack, number 8.
How are they spelling Jackson?
J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
Okay. Yeah. I've seen some variations on that theme over the years.
But again, like Jack, number 8.
Yeah, Jackson.
Jackson, number...
Well, that's the son of
Jack. That's the same name. Come on.
It's just a couple of different generations in the same list. Jackson.
Number 2, and I feel like this one has been in this list for at least the last decade, Liam.
Yep. Ugh, so many Liams.
Liam is a red hot name.
Yep.
And number 1.
I'm interested in this.
Major comeback. I think it's been on top for a couple years now, but I did not know. I didn't read this list last year. Noah. Yeah.
It's because everyone fears an apocalypse is nigh.
It could be.
And like when they consult the biblical record, if you're named Noah, your odds of surviving seem to go up.
Right.
Astronomically.
Yeah. Polar ice caps melting seem to be a big issue.
Yeah.
We should name our kid Noah.
Yeah. Population of Tuk Tayak Tuk. It's just like, all right, Noah, figure it out.
Some honorable mentions for boys' names. More original names. Kai, Caden, Mika, and Arlo earn spots in the top 100 for the first time.
All of which are great names.
Yeah, Arlo.
Yeah, there's a sports play-by-play announcer from the UK called Arlo. That's the only one I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the only one I knew is Arlo Guthrie, which is that's an old one. But yeah, there you go. Your top 10 baby names of 2022.
You know what? There are no disgraces in that list.
No.
Those are solid names. Nobody has really dropped the ball.
Yeah. You go 11 to 20 and it just gets...
Yeah, full of Ian's, Kevin's. Silly. Gareth's.
A couple Chads.
A couple Chads and a Brett.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with any of those names.
How much of the audience can I annoy this morning? Those names are all great. That's why they might be in the top 20. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's definitely what I'm saying. This reminds me of the time that I accidentally insulted Saskatchewan while working for Moose FM, and then there were letters to the editor after that.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I said now. I think I basically just expressed remorse on behalf of anyone who has to say they're from Saskatchewan. And, oh, a lot of people wrote in. A lot of people wrote in. I need to learn that sometimes the joke is not worth the sense of humor of the people listening.
Yeah. It's funny. We never get those letters when we rip on Alberta.
No. Well, that's because they've got legislation now that allows them to dodge our sense of humor if they don't like it.
Well, that's smart.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast.
Noting, as we did earlier on the show, that cabin radio could look a little more Christmassy right now. It is, after all, December. Is it too late to decorate? And this is a question I so rarely end up asking myself, because normally, by the end of the 11th of November, I've transformed the house into an exotic Christmas paradise.
Right.
But it hasn't happened yet, because I was away, and then just the stuff to get through, and I'm going to be away again next week. I might not even get the tree up. It could be the middle of December, you know.
Oh, my God.
Now, is that okay? Well, at what point do you just call it off? At what point? How far into the month?
You never call it off.
Really?
No.
Even if it's December the 22nd and you're looking around being like, I haven't put the tree up yet.
Ollie, that is dire. That's an awful thing.
There has to be a cutoff point. You can't get
after Christmas.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's what I mean. You can't get to December the 26th and be like, well, all right.
Yeah, no, that would be silly.
Now I've got some time.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Like the morning of Christmas?
Well, that's like Christmas Eve is kind of traditional.
Well, not for like putting the tree up, surely.
I think way back in the day, I think it used to be. At least, really? You know, if I gain all of my historical Christmas knowledge from A Christmas Story, which I do.
Huh.
They basically went out, I think on Christmas Eve, maybe the 23rd, to get their tree and then put it up. And yeah, it was just up for like, I assume like 3 days because, you know, it was the 50s and you had to get to it.
Well, you used to, like, the rule used to be you leave stuff up for 12 days, right? The 12 days of Christmas starts on Christmas.
Right.
And then it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
So that makes sense.
Comes down, like, January the 5th, whatever that would be, 5th, 6th.
Okay. Yeah.
That, as far as I know, used to be the rule. Obviously, that rule is just gleefully ignored in Yellowknife, where everyone realizes that all the pretty lights and decorations are what makes the place half livable in during January and February. Mm-hmm. So let's keep everything up till April.
Yeah.
And I for one, fully
especially
support
that giant tree. Don't take that down.
Yeah, the giant tree, the Yellowknife's Christmas tree. The fact that was still there in April last year, I commend that approach. Like, I think that was a world record for a municipality leaving a Christmas tree.
Oh, it has to be.
Yeah,
it has to be.
Absolutely fantastic.
Well, it's -35. Well, who wants to take down a tree?
Well into spring.
Yeah.
Well into spring. You know, like the Lord had risen again by the time that Christmas tree departed the premises. That was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, is that what it's about? They just leave it up till Easter.
Yeah. That's it. You know, they just, someone at the City of Yellowknife was like, well, that's also a religious occasion. So why don't we just bookend it nicely? Look, and then, you know, when we go out and do the Easter scavenger hunt, we can just take the tree down at the same time.
That kind of makes sense.
That's great. That's, we're going to hide the eggs in the tree. They'll never think to look there.
That's so efficient for Yellowknife.
There you go. Well, that's what you need. You know, when people worry about the taxes, people are just like, well, all right, well, we're just going to leave the tree up. That saves us 8 hours, and now we're going to do some more snow clearing.
Right, yeah.
Perfect deal.
Yeah, but I don't think you're in any danger here. I don't think you're, you know, you'll have some time between now and Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I probably will.
Yeah.
I probably will. I just worry.
Yeah.
I just worry. I don't like to miss Christmas. You know, I don't want to blink and then discover that it went away.
Yeah.
So, okay.
That sounds like a really sad movie.
Does, doesn't it? Well, and also quite a quick movie.
Called Missing Christmas.
Missing Christmas. I bet you there's a movie called Missing Christmas. Let's do a very quick talk among yourselves.
Who would star in Missing Christmas?
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
A destitute Mariah Carey. Penniless because Christmas is no longer a thing. And the one guaranteed hit of the year for Mariah is no longer filling the bank.
Oh, that's really sad. Maybe Paul Rudd, just to lighten the mood a little bit, too.
There you go.
Really
Paul Rudd.
Premise, if you have Paul Rudd starring in it, like, that guy's he's just going to put a smile on your face.
Oh, hang on. There's a couple of contenders here.
Oh.
So first of all, there is a book called Missing Christmas by Kate Claiborne. It says, It's all work and no play for longtime friends turned business partners Kristen and Jasper until an unexpected kiss turns things personal. Will it mean the end of something or the beginning? With a major contract in the balance, Christmas around the corner and a lot of unspoken feelings, it may take an unpredictable blizzard in New England to seal the deal.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it sounds genuinely terrible, doesn't it? It's got a rating of 3.75 out of 5 on Goodreads.
That's, so, that's
957
okay.
ratings. That's 126 right. reviews?
Wow.
Crikey. This okay, there's a lot of reviews. It was fine so far as I remember, says one review, which is the definition of damning with faint praise.
Thanks for that.
It was fine as far as I remember.
Good contribution.
Absolutely.
It was fine.
Fascinating. This was everything, says someone else.
Oh, wow.
This was divine. I cried the entire time. Cute short story, says the review underneath it. So people seem to have approached this with different levels of enthusiasm.
Divine, everything, and fine.
Yeah, it's just fine as far as I remember. Forgotten most of it, but don't remember being upset. So that's one option if we're going to deal with missing Christmas. The other one is, this comes from last year, and it is a four-minute-long video entitled Ted Lasso, The Missing Christmas Mustache. Follow the ensemble cast of Ted Lasso, which is, of course, the Apple series about the soccer coach that moved to the UK from the US.
Yeah.
As they help Ted search for a lost item, but end up understanding the real meaning of the holiday season. And from the look of the preview image, I believe this is a stop motion claymation Ted Lasso short.
Interesting. Wow.
With the voices of the cast. That passed me by last Christmas.
So if it's not good, it's one of those things that you really put a lot of effort into making a thing that was fine.
So user reviews. There is one review of Ted Lasso, The Missing Christmas Mustache.
Okay.
It begins, Ted, I love you, man. Oh. And of course, this little short was cute, but please go see your damned kid for Christmas.
Yeah, good advice. Yeah, okay.
What's wrong with these writers? They totally own the lovey feel-good stuff and then neglect a poor little boy who will have major abandonment issues someday and really hate soccer. Wow. I mean football, it says. So, don't know what happens in Ted Lasso, The Missing Christmas Mustache, but it sounds like it's fundamentally bad news for children.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
All right, well, let's bail out of that quick. Nobody here is missing Christmas. Don't worry. The decorations will go up here. They'll go up at my house. I hope they've already gone up at yours. And of course, here on Cabin Radio, we will play a bunch of lovely Christmas tunes, liberally sprinkled among all the other good music, to see you through until Christmas Day. That is all from me. Lecter's coming up with the 90s at 9 a little bit later on. Well, after 9 o'clock, funnily enough. And I shall be back from 12 till 3 today.
Thanks for listening. Check out more from the show at cabinradio.ca and by following the Mornings at the Cabin Facebook page.